I really appreciate a Bible class this morning. I appreciate a Bible class this morning because of the participation, and not only that is because when we get together, we don't really, you know, sometimes it's not really comfortable to speak about some of the situations that have happened in your life that perhaps are pertaining to it. And I appreciated that Sister Lori did share something that we can all participate and have a really good conversation. It's going to be a little bit, with the help of the Lord this morning, we're not going to be talking about fear as in something that we're afraid of. But I'd like to pose a question and trying to tie this portion of scripture that the Lord brought me to, or actually to the book, because we are going to have the Thanksgiving program. Have you ever been in a situation where you've prayed really hard and you didn't hear God's answer, or God has not answered you? Have you ever prayed really hard about a situation that you were in and God just did not answer you? He was silent. And I think for most of us, or at least those that have life experience, if you will, I think we've all been there at one time or another. Before we look into God's word and start reading more, let's pause for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your blessings. We want to thank you, Lord, for the weather that you've given to us, the rain and the snow and the cold. Lord, short season that we experience, we want to thank you for it because the earth needs it, and we need it too. But we're also thankful for your word that warms our hearts. We're thankful for the message, Lord, both in Bible class this morning and now as we open your word to study it, that we may see how it may apply to our lives. Because Heavenly Father, when we find ourselves in situations that we don't hear you, or we don't see you, or we don't have the direction of which way to go, or what to do, or what to say, it becomes very challenging to be thankful. But even in this past week, we have so much to be thankful for. And Lord, we love you, and we just ask for your continual blessing in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Habakkuk. The book of Habakkuk. The book of Habakkuk has three chapters. And with the Lord's help, we're going to read the first chapter, and then we'll follow up after the prayer with the first chapter. Habakkuk chapter 3. A prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was the light. He had horns coming out of his hands, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth, and beheld and above asunder the nations. And the everlasting mountains were scattered, the perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tenants of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian and did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea? Did thou that didst ride upon thine horse and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Salem. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and the moon stood still in their habitation. In the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land of indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentst forth for the salvation of thy people, even for the salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head of thy house of the wicked by discovering the foundation unto the neck, Selah. Thou didst strike through the strike through with the staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea and with thine horses through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at thy voice, rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh upon the people, he will invade them with his truth. With his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flocks shall be cut off from the fold, there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and will make me walk to walk upon mine high place. To the chief stringer on my string instrument. This is a song that Habakkuk wrote. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out to thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that rise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slacked, the judgment doth never go forth, for the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold, ye among the heathen, and regard wonders, wonder marvelously, for I will... Behold, ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I will raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves, and their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from afar. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteneth to eat. They shall come from all for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings and the princesses. They shall be a scorn unto them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. And then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment, and O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and beholdest thy tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than he? And makest men as the fish as the sea, and the creeping things that have no ruler over them. They take up all of them with an eagle. They catch them in their net and gather them in their drag. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice unto their net and burn incense into their drag, because by them their portion is fat and their meat plenteous. So shall they therefore empty their nets and not spare continuously to slay the nations. So Habakkuk asks the question. And the question that I pose to you and to me, his circumstance may be a little bit different, but he cried out to God. Habakkuk, listen, who's Habakkuk? Habakkuk is a prophet. And his responsibility, as were all the responsibilities, were to feed the people, to lead the people, and to intercede for the people. And this is the time where Israel has been sinning so greatly. There's so much idolatry, immorality. And Habakkuk cried out to God and says, Lord, how long? How long are you going to allow this to happen? And Habakkuk, for a while, didn't hear God answer him. You see, his situation may be a little different than yours and mine. We may be in a situation where there's something that we need that's really pressing, and we cry out to God and we don't hear him. And then Habakkuk, the name means to embrace or to cling. As we read this book, we see that he's struggling and that he's wrestling with God because he sees the sin that's going on with the children of Israel, actually Judah. And at this point, God commissioned Habakkuk to lead these people in troubled times, but they would not hear him. And he's crying out to God. Why do you not see what's happening here, God? This is what Habakkuk is saying. Do you not see the evil? Do you not see the sin that's before you? You are a righteous God, and yet you're allowing this to happen. How long are you going to allow this to happen? And as I was reading that, and I was kind of reading more into the questions and asking the questions, to me, it brought a relationship that Habakkuk had with God, that he can ask God these questions. So I'm going to ask you, what is the relationship with you and God? Do you feel that you can ask God, God, why? Why is this happening to me? Do you have that communication with him? Are you open with him? Hebrews tells us that we have a God that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in trouble in time of need. Do we do that? Do we talk to God like he's our father, like he's there? Habakkuk did. He wasn't embarrassed to say, God, what's going on? I know who you are. There's so much sin, and yet I don't hear you. I don't see you. He seems as if God is so far out there. Or maybe he felt that God chose not to hear him or not to respond. And then he asks, is God, are you tolerant to the sin that is going on? Then God lets him in on a little plan. He shows him and tells him of a little secret that he has. And it's not a secret, but yet it's going to be his judgment that he's going to judge Judah with. He tells Habakkuk that he will utterly shock. What he does will be utterly shocking and amazing as to what he will do. And he tells him about the plan of the Chaldeans, who are the Babylonians. They're going to come, and they're going to they're going to take over Judah, and Judah will be in captivity. Oh, but here's a prophet now, whose responsibility is to lead, to feed, and intercede. Now he's got a different dilemma. He was thinking, God, why aren't you doing something? And now when God's telling him, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do, and now Habakkuk is now kind of taking a step back a little bit. And what really gets Habakkuk is the fact that he's going to take a nation of the Chaldeans, the Babylonian nation, who is more corrupt than Judah, to teach Judah a lesson. And he's kind of bewildered. He can't really grasp, put his arms around it. He's confused. And wonders how a holy God and a pure God can use such a wicked nation. But you know, we read how the Babylonians are. Their army, how powerful, how swift, how ruthless. And we didn't read chapter 2, but chapter 2 kind of tells us a little different story here, because it seems like the Babylonians are going to take Judah forever and just completely wipe them out. But God has another plan. And in chapter 2, he goes, God gives the reason for the punishment and how the righteous shall live by faith. You know, we lack answers sometimes when we lack the answers that we ask God. Because when we don't hear him, when we expect God to answer, when we cry out to him and we pray to him and we don't hear him, as I said in the prayers, it's really kind of challenging and difficult to be thankful. That's just our human nature. Perhaps because we don't understand, we don't see it, it's not what we want. And then now we kind of get a little disgruntled rather than being thankful for what we have. We don't see the big picture. We don't know always what God has in store for us or our situation. Whatever the situation may be. And sometimes we don't understand it, and sometimes it hurts, and sometimes we just want to turn and walk away, but God is in control. And we, as his children, need to trust him. We need to have hope in him. And we need to believe that what his will for us is, whatever the circumstance is going to be the very best. Last weekend, Brother Dushko talked about gratitude. Paul tells us in Thessalonians to give thanks under all the circumstances because God wills it. We'll never see the full picture. We can't look at every situation and clearly understand why it's happening. We can only know God is at work in these situations and working with them out for our good and his glory. And we see in chapter 3, Habakkuk, then, when he writes this poem, this song. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the old, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Does that sound like a really pretty picture? Is that really encouraging? But he understood because he's got this, because of his relationship with God. He says, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet." Or deer feet, and he will make me walk upon mine high place. He had that perspective that God is in control, that he has to trust God no matter whatever the situation may be, and to be thankful. And I know that there are times that that's very difficult to do. But we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a God who loves us. We have a God who cares for us. The truth of God's present strength caused Habakkuk to trust God even during the most difficult times. Like Habakkuk, we choose to praise God even in the face of desolation. Like Habakkuk, we can praise God for the salvation he provides in Jesus Christ. And by seeing God as our source of strength, we, like Habakkuk, can trust God's promises. I came across words of a song that says, "He loves so long, he loves so well, he loves you more than tongue can tell. He died, he loved so long, he loved so well, he died to save your soul from hell." We have so much to be thankful for, even when things don't go our way, even when we don't hear God even when we don't hear him answering our prayers or seeing him respond to our requests. So not only in this week as Thanksgiving goes, every day. Let's keep that perspective in mind. When we see God at work and respond to what he's doing with thankfulness instead of resistance, we will develop many other good virtues: trust, faith, and hope. May God bless his word.